Welcome to Maseches Ayduyos, Perakei Mishnah Gimel, Chapter 5, Mishnah 3, the Mishnah begins. Rabbi Shmuel says, Shloisha Dvarim, we could add an additional three things, Mikuda Beis Shammai, where Beis Shammai is lenient, Mechor Beis Hill, and Beis Hill is stringent. Number one, Koheles Eina Metamasi Yodayin Kedivri Beis Shammai. If one touches a scroll, a klaf with Koheles on it, the halacha is it doesn't make his hands tummy. That's the opinion of Beis Shammai. What does that mean to say? The Gemara teaches us in Masech HaShabbos that the Achamim were geyser on Kisvei Kodesh, on holy writings, that they should have Tumas HaYodayim, they should make a person's hand tummy. Why is that? Because in those days, people would keep Kikarei Shel Truma, loaves of Truma, together with their Svarim. Because they're both holy, both have a certain level of Kedusha. But the problem is that because there was food there, the mice would come, and they would try to get to the Kikaris, and in the process, they would nibble at the scrolls, at the klaf, and they would ruin it. The Chachamim instituted a gezerah. They decreed that Torah Nevi'im and Ksuvim should be pasul as truma b'magam. That means to say that if truma touches them, they become pasul. The truma becomes pasul. And similarly, if someone touches them with their hands, they also become tamei for pertaining to touching truma. So Beis Shammai holds that even though Tanakh is metame seyadayim, but Koheles is not included in Tanakh, and therefore it's not metame. Beisil Matamis Yadayim, Beisil disagrees, says Koheles is considered like the Sifrei HaTanach, and therefore it would be Matame a person's hands pertaining to touching Truma. Second case, Mechatas, the liquid that was used to sprinkle a Tame person from the Paraduma, She'asu Mitzvasan, they sprinkled them on someone and it made him tar. Now drips from him and it touches someone else, or maybe it touches Kalim. Beishamai Mitar, and Beishamai says they're tar. Even though we know ordinarily that one of the chukim of paradumas is that it's mitahir, es atmein and mitam es atar. That means if someone touches this liquid of paraduma, they become tame, even though it's used in essence to purify. But if someone randomly touches it, they're considered tame. Nevertheless, holds Beis Shammai that once they've been sprinkled on someone, they no longer are able to conduct tuma. Beis Hill says, no, even if it drips off of someone who's already become tar, they still have their status that if someone touches them, they become tame. And then finally, number three, haketzach. Ketzach is a kind of cumin, I think they say black cumin. Beis Shammai mitarin. Beis Shammai says it starts not mekabel tuma. It's not considered an oichel. It's not considered a food. Or Beis Hill mitamin. Beis Hill say that it is considered a food because since people put it in bread or in other types of food, it's considered like a food and therefore it's mekabel tuma. V'chem lemasras. And similarly, when it comes to lachas amasra, the same way that Beis Shammai and Beis Hill disagree pertaining to tuma, when it comes to black cumin, also pertaining to miser. Beis Shammai says it's not considered a food, therefore you don't have to separate miser. Beis Hillel says it is considered a food and one must separate miser. Let's see Mishnah Dalet, Mishnah 4. Rebbe Lezer has two additional things, Mikula Beis Shammai, where Beis Shammai is lenient, Mechor Beis Hillel, and Beis Hillel is stringent. Number one, Dam Yoledes Sheloi Tava. The blood of a Yoledes, of a woman that gave birth, that didn't go to the mikvah. That means to say, after 7 days for the birth of a boy, or 2 weeks for the birth of a girl, a woman goes into a status called Dam Tara, that if she does see Dam, it becomes Tahar. But that's really only if she went to the mikvah after 1 week or after 2 weeks. But what happens if she didn't go to the mikvah, and now she sees Dam? What's the status of that blood? Beis Shammai says, Keruko Kamei Raglea. It's not considered like Dam Nida, it's just considered like her spit, or like her urine, and therefore the halacha is, it's not mitame when it is dry, only when it is wet. So Loimei Mitame Lach V'yavish. Sehel holds it, Mitame conducts Tumah whether it's wet or whether it's dry, because he considers it Dam, actual blood of Nida, and therefore the halacha is Dam Nida is Mitame, whether it's Tame or it's Tar. Umoidin Bialetis Bezaif. Everyone would agree that if, let's say, when the woman gave birth, she was already a Zava, halacha is where she already had an obligation to count 7 days just to get rid of her Ziva, then even Beis Shammai would agree, Shom Mitame Lach V'yavish, that if she does see blood, it's considered like blood, and she would be Mitame, we conduct Tumah whether it's Lach, whether it's wet, whether it's yavish, whether it's dry. Wishing you an amazing day and a wonderful rest of your week.